It's the Cumtown Christmas Spectacular.
It's this, the most...
It is December. Ding, 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 shut the ding. Fuck up. It's don't interrupt me. What the fuck is your problem? That you can't
both
just let
us?
Me talk? No, I just start talking. Immediately, you're going to talk over me.
Ding.
I'm doing
sound effects.
I don't understand
what the fucking problem is that I can't get two words out of my mouth before you immediately start talking.
I thought you were done.
Why was I? I just said one. You know the name of the podcast.
Cumtown Christmas
Spectacular.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up and wait. Just count in your head. Literally count 5 seconds and feel how long.
All right.
Feel how long 5 seconds of silence probably is to you.
It's okay.
Count it.
Right now?
Yeah. Count out 5 seconds in your head. You see how long this is? You see how much talking I can do before you've interrupted me? That's how long it is.
Okay. I mean...
That's all it would have taken is fucking... is just 5 seconds to get some kind of context or understanding of where the conversation's going or what's going to... I could have had a bit prepared. I don't, but I could have. I fucking totally could have had a thing I was going into. Jesus Christ, dude. Like, it's funny because people listen to the show and I'm the one that gets insulted for being, you know, autistic or whatever, or being on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is probably true.
Yeah. Sure.
I probably am, you know, but at least I can understand fucking social cues. What's your excuse? You're just rude.
Me?
Yeah, you're just a fucking rude person.
Are you in a bad mood right now?
I'm actually in a pretty good mood because I've decided I'm going to buy PlayStation.
Was that a bit?
Which was the big announcement that I was, hopefully we could, you know, get to in a fun way.
Well, no, now I'm...
Then now I've blown the surprise for everybody.
Dude, that was the first 20 minutes of the pie. We were going to tease it.
Yeah.
Going into the first break.
This is the Christmas Spectacular. We got a couple of plugs to do up front. As longtime listeners know, I don't like to brag about it, but I am a tier one Black Ops operator. I was a 9/11 first responder. I was there in the towers seeking out, you know, Muslims and terrorists and survived the crash and eliminating them with tactical close quarters tactical combat. And the thing that keeps my hands warm, you know, while I'm pulling the life directly out of the lungs and souls of Iraqi children,
right,
is North Face E-tip gloves. I bought a pair, and they're great.
Yeah,
you can still use your phone. I know a lot of gloves advertise that you can still use your phone, you know, while you're getting directions from the Pentagon to a family's house. To end their you know,
how does
end
it,
that family line
how does it
once
do with
and
blood?
For all. What's that?
How does it do with child's blood?
Does I bring still... my own blood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There's not enough. I've gotten so used to killing that the normal amount of blood that comes out of a human being isn't enough for me. So I have to bring extra blood.
Just to feel something?
Yeah.
Just to get that murdering a child, Iraqi child rush?
So, if you've been listening to Chapo, you probably know that I purchased an enormous TV.
Yeah, this is so tight.
Have you guys been here for the TV?
I haven't been. This is my first time. This is insane.
It's great. I've been a complete piece of shit the last week. I've done nothing but sit in front of this TV and watch movies and get into just a real deep fucking depression. And I really just can't stop thinking about wanting to kill myself.
Nice.
I'm wasting my life or whatever.
Yeah. And the solution.
But you just keep watching more movies.
Yeah.
You just keep watching them, dude. You buy all the subscription packages for Amazon, and then each one you're like, oh, now I have so much more stuff I can watch, and you watch one movie, and then you get, you know, really fucking upset with yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been watching so much Sopranos. I'm trying to finish it so we can have a Sopranos app.
Yeah. So in the background, we've put on, I already forgot the name of it.
It's a John Travolta movie?
It's a John Travolta. You know what? I don't know. This is probably not a good idea because we had something on. I just sat here while they did The Last Chapo.
Uh huh.
And they put on, I don't know, fucking like Rumble in the Bronx or something.
Oh, nice.
Or I don't know. I was just watching TV and then they put stuff on. So I haven't seen this movie. I was hoping we could put on something dumb. And then we could maybe laugh at it, but there's no way I'm going to be able to have a conversation and watch the movie. And Adam's already not paying attention. So that's backfire.
I'm not paying attention. I'm just...
I just wanted to see what happened.
Just I'm just insulted personally.
Why?
From your taking me to task in public.
He hasn't even listened to anything.
Of the show.
That's
the
only
time.
Place that matters. Is
no,
in
you're
public.
Depressed. You got a big TV. You're depressed. You watch TV a lot, and you've Stav's trying to watch Sopranos. I've been listening to the whole thing. I'm a great listener. That's something that people compliment me on. Actually, is how good of a listener I am. And
no way.
And yeah. And
you just know how to look like you're listening. Yeah. What are you thinking about?
I'm listening.
Whatever's going on in your head.
You listen to people long. If it's an attractive woman, you'll listen long enough to figure out where they're from.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll throw out one tidbit about where they're from.
It's true. I had a good one the other day.
Oh, yeah.
From
no.
Where? Who?
I met a girl from Singapore yesterday.
Yeah. Very it's illegal to spit there.
I
and
said,
then they go,
illegal.
How do you know that?
I said, it's illegal to spit there. And she said that she thinks it's really annoying that that's what everyone brings up when she says Singapore.
Is it really illegal to spit there?
Yeah, that guy got caned. That kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Caned?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like an American student in Singapore. Got caned.
You just can't, just for spitting.
Yeah, it's like a thing parents say. Well, you know, in Singapore, you can get caned.
We've never heard
that.
Can't you fuck, like, prostitutes? Don't people go to Singapore to fuck? Isn't that like kind of like Thailand?
No, I think all those places have.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Singapore. I think Singapore
is iterations
think
of boy,
Thailand.
Boys
yeah. I think they fuck.
No, Singapore is like it's like a city state, it's like a really small country.
Is that where Chris Brown got arrested? Do you know?
Maybe.
For biting?
Maybe the Philippines?
For biting Rihanna?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's illegal in Singapore.
No, that's legal.
I used to get a bunch of hate mail from Singapore for writing that article about China.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they Chinese over there?
There's a lot of ethnic Chinese.
There's a lot of ethnic Chinese, a lot of Malays, a lot of...
They got mad at me for writing that thing about Chinese New Year.
Oh,
and they
would
send me hate mail. It's like, you will go to jail for this.
Wait, what was the thing you wrote?
It's something about how, like...
Chinese New Year isn't real, right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't that Chinese New Year wasn't real. So Chinese New Year is like a month after regular New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote, like, it was like one of the first things I wrote on Thought Catalog. It was like, so are we just not going to tell Chinese people that New Year's was a month ago? And,
yeah, weren't like Chinese people threatening to come to your
shows?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Chinese and waiters are the groups that hate me the fucking most.
Do you still get emails over that waiter article?
Yeah, so many people hate me.
That's true.
It's really true.
Some of them are in this room right now.
Yeah. It's like, it's one of those things where you can be like, yeah, well, fuck the, if you're not pissing people off, you're not doing something right. And it's like, well, plenty of people don't piss people off.
Yeah, plenty of
people. Plenty of people have no problem. Yeah. They're just being likable and,
Who said that quote?
What's
if
that?
You're not pissing, is that Mother Teresa?
No, it was Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a bad boy.
Fuck the haters. If you're not doing, hand me one of those candies.
Cookie, dude.
These aren't yours. This is from my allotment of cookies.
Yeah, I got you your own too, dude.
Yeah, well, I lost mine already.
You didn't lose yours. These are from Stav's mom. Shout out to Stav's mom. She made us some beautiful baked confections.
Shout out to Lil V.
Some Greek.
These are incredible.
It's very good. The brown ones will suck your cock, dude. Mm-hmm.
I had some at your house.
So fucking good.
Really, really good.
Your mom's nice.
She's the best, dude.
Does your mom know you have a podcast?
Sort of.
And she prepare these for your podcast friends?
No, she just prepared them for my friends. I didn't tell her that it was my podcast friends.
Did you?
She doesn't really know what a podcast is.
My mom got both of you guys copies of Norman Finkelstein's books. Especially you, Adam.
Thank you.
She got you a calculator.
Does it add up to 6 million?
It doesn't. Functionally, it's changed. So if you try to type in 6 million,
it's just 150,000.
Yeah, it just says
tops.
It just says six at Jewish most. Guys' names.
It's like it's that Mr. Show sketch. 150,000 is the highest number.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds
good.
I've been laughing about like.
Do your parents know about the podcast?
Yeah, my parents don't really give a shit what I do.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, well, I've been like such a fucking disappointment for so long,
right?
That it's like, you know, I don't ask them for money ever, you know.
So you're doing that. You're doing it, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't fucking lean on them,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't really give a shit.
When's the last time they really believed in you?
Believed? I mean, I think they believe in me. They just have such low expectations that it's not. Right. You know, something I really have to worry about.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah. No, I have stepsisters that, like, struggle and shit, so I'm, like, kind of...
Oh, so the bar is low as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
That's great.
So as long as you don't just have, like, a fucking 3 kids out of wedlock or some shit.
Yeah, they're not doing that bad, but, I mean, you know, it's just... It's fucking... The economy's shitty, and if you don't particularly know what the fuck you want to do...
Yep.
You know, and, like, none of them can, like, borrow money from... Like, enough money from my dad and, you know, his wife to... Like, you know, they can't be like, I need $5,000 to go start my business or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't do that, so they can just sort of continue living at the apartment.
Damn, right. I would love to start a business, dude. I want to be like a fucking diner.
I literally started a business. This is a business. I started the business. I employ you. I'm incapable of starting a business. That's why I had to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm president of the union.
I'm executive vice president, dude. We won't have any fucking union that's in here, dude.
Wait, you're anti-union?
I'm a company man. Yeah. I'm a company man. We'll get a scab in here so quick, dude.
This is bullshit. I thought we were starting a union.
Sorry, dude. I sold you out.
Man, I've been...
Mr. Mullen gave me a sweet deal.
You just like bargaining.
Of course I do. Collective bargaining. And I like doing collective.
I like collecting, and I like bargaining. I collect stamps and rare coins, and I bargain. I say I give you 5 cents for that dime. That dime is worthless. Trust me, I collect rare coins all the time, pal. I'm telling you, that dime is worthless. I'll give you 5 cents for it. That'd be a cool character. The guy that convinces, you know, a Jack Lemmon guy that hangs out in the Dunkin' Donuts in Grand Central and convinces people to sell him their change for less than it's worth.
Change?
That's a long con. I tell you, I've seen plenty of quarters in my life. Now, this one is worth... Yeah, that's what he do. I'll give you a dollar for that quarter. But these other 10 quarters you have are worthless. So I'll buy them off of you for a nickel.
That's not a bad con, dude.
Yeah, I just do this all day, and that's what they call me, the artist of 42nd Street. The beautiful artist of 42nd Street. I've been standing on this corner for 97 years.
I've made almost $400. Yeah.
I've been out here since 1823. My father was a shipbuilder, and my mother was a prostitute.
We should do a fucking 3-card Monty game, dude. Fucking start a scam like that. Old school shit.
Yeah.
You know? Or have like a fucking... What are some cons we could get into? We could pretend you're lost. How about... Why did every homeless person always say they need like a bus ticket to like...
I wish I was a con man so bad, dude.
I could never fucking... I don't know. I couldn't pull it off. I would just be too happy about the con. I'd be too excited to get their money.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a good enough actor.
Yeah.
Have you ever fell for any cons?
Have you fallen for any cons? No, I could see through them immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seton
one time in fucking D.C. And Seton's not like a dumb guy.
No, he's smart too.
You know, and you think he would have a little bit more street smarts than this, but some like fucking bum was like, you want this Dell laptop? It's $70. And it was like a Dell laptop box. And Seton was like, yeah. And he like gave the guy $70. And then they take the box all the way back to the venue and they open it up. It's filled with a bunch of newspapers. And it was like Seton and like, I think Andy Haynes and Jay Hastings like running down the street. They're like, have you seen this fucking guy? Or whatever. It's like, first of all, don't do anything to that guy if you can.
Right.
Get your money back, but don't act like you're going to fucking beat up this homeless man.
A homeless guy who outsmarted you on a diet of like stale honey buns and coffee he found.
No, you absolutely deserve to have that happen. If you get fucking ripped off, you probably deserve it.
By a fucking homeless dude.
Yeah.
By a guy who hasn't slept indoors. He had more critical thinking than you.
Yeah.
I remember one time in Chinatown when I was like 14, we came up to fucking do like a Greek trip to New York, and all these fucking assholes, there's like a group of my friends were just like fake like
Wait, you were the group of assholes. I heard Greek trip to New York.
Absolutely. No. But these kids were like the fuck. They were like, they thought they were like real. They just ran their father's diners. Mm-hmm. And they thought they were like drug dealers. They acted like they were drug dealers because they had like dads who spoiled them.
Right, right.
So they went to buy fake chains and they all got robbed. They all got their shit. They're like, all right, follow me into this empty building. They just followed some fucking guy into a vacant building and they stole $400 from them. They were all going to buy fake. I think it was G-Unit chains at the time. I think that's what was hot. And nothing makes me happier than that. Than just like fucking the shittiest Greek kids getting robbed. Although I do want a fake chain. I got fucking...
What kind of fake chain?
I didn't fall for
it. I just got fake Yeezys for $13.
Right. That are just the bin Yeezys.
I still sell fake Pokemon cards. I hang out at middle schools and stuff. How funny would it be if... If I got arrested for doing that, like I'm just in the fucking elementary school, hanging out in the bathroom, and the police show up, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing in here? I'm like, I sell bootleg Pokemon cards.
Please.
I'm 30 years old. This is the only business I've ever known in my life.
Fuck, man. One time a Chinese lady out-haggled me. I bought a fake Gucci backpack, and she haggled the shit out of me. Dude, I ended up paying like $50 for it, and it was like... You know, a 4 cent backpack. It's so shitty. The stitching's bad. The zippers.
I remember that Gucci backpack.
I still have it. I'll still rock it.
You used to wear it sometimes. Yeah.
I love the Gucci backpack. I wish I would have.
Is Gucci a real? I mean, it is a real brand.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Gucci's like, it's supposed to be like Gucci.
It's black Gucci.
Yeah. They just changed the letters around. It's like Kobe televisions.
Yeah.
You see those?
And like boom boxes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Where it's like just the Sony logo. Yeah. It's Kobe.
Yeah.
That's great too because it has the Kobe Bryant fucking undertones as well.
Yeah,
and Sobe Life Water. You guys ever fuck with that shit?
Yeah.
I used to get cases of Sobe Adrenaline from Shoppers Food Warehouse.
You just game?
No, I would stay up on IRC all night.
Hell yeah, dude!
Internet relay chat, folks.
What is that?
It's like Slack.
Yeah.
Slack is like very similar to what IRC was.
It's like early Slack.
IRC is like the oldest chat platform. It came out before
AIM?
Before even the World Wide Web.
What?
So yeah, I think IRC came out in like 1988.
So what part of your life are you using all this IRC shit? You're like 11 or some shit?
Yeah, in between. I mean, even younger than that, probably like 9 to... I mean, that's why I am the way I am.
Yeah, 100%.
I remember
talking to
the first
huge.
Time. The first time I saw Goatsy, I was probably like 9 or 10 years old.
Really?
And I remember like turning the computer off, and I like felt sick or whatever. Yeah, I like wanted to tell my parents, and then like 2 weeks later, you're just sending Goatsy to people, and yeah. You're like, "This is hilarious." This is fucking hilarious.
Dude, imagine
to show.
How much different your life is if your dad comes in and counsels you in that moment and it's like, it's all right, son. No. You have to stop doing this. You're like a fucking loan officer at a bank.
It happened to my friend Brendan. He had Goatsy on his computer because he was... So in the old Internet Explorer, like Internet Explorer 5 or whatever, like, you know, 10, 15 years ago, if you highlighted an image... The way it highlighted an image was every other pixel on the image, it would shift, it would like put a blue tint
right.
on the image.
Yes, yes.
So you could take an image and bring it into Photoshop and then figure out how, like, what makes, you know, whatever shift every other pixel is blue. Right. You can counteract that a certain way or adjust the quality of the image that it, like, transforms when every other pixel has a. So he created this image where if you like highlighted it, looked like it just a blur, but if you highlighted it, it became Goatsy.
Oh, that's genius.
Yeah. It was
wow,
pretty cool.
Wow.
That's very good.
Yeah. So he had Goatsy on his computer and he was like working on that or whatever.
Yeah.
And his dad went on his computer and found Goatsy, and then they like asked him at dinner. They'd like sit him down. He's like looked all sick, and he was like, "Are you gay?" You know? I told the story before. That happened to me too. My mom found Meat Spin on my computer. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, my mom was like crying. She's like, "Do you like jacking off to boys?" I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" She's
yeah,
like, "I went on your computer and I saw something." I'm like, "What the fuck did you see on my computer?" Yeah. And then she was like, "It was like a dick going into an ass, and then the other dick was spinning around." I was like, "Oh, Meat Spin." I was like, "No, you just send that to people." It's like a, you know, it's like a greeting card.
Fun, yeah. It's like a fun little trick to play on your friends.
Yeah, I got unbanned from Facebook
for how long? 6 hours?
I know. I had a 30-day ban, and then the ban was lifted.
You originally.
I posted. There was like an article that was like, you know, saying Bernie would have won is victim blaming or whatever.
Right.
And then the article, it was like, white men, you need to shut the fuck up right now. It's time for white men to shut the fuck up and then fuck you. And if a fucking white man ever fucking, because seriously, it's just, I need literally shaking right now to cry because you don't understand what it's like. So shut the fuck up. You know, like one of those articles.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I guess, a great argument for why women should be able to vote. Like,
right, well, I remember that.
I said something like that, or, you know, or kill all white women or something.
Or kill all white women?
Yeah, but kill all white women, it's like satirical. I mean,
right,
you can write kill all men on there all day long. And I'm not even like coming from a place complaining about like a double standard or whatever, but it's like, I'm not even saying kill all white women satirically. I'm making fun of the like,
kill, obviously.
You know, I don't know. Whatever, but you know, fine. If they want to ban me, they ban me. But then I got back on, and I was posting that video. This TV's so nice that you can see Christopher Lambert's balls in Fortress. And I've seen Fortress probably 30 times prior to this.
Really?
Yeah, I never once noticed Christopher Lambert's fully exposed balls.
So you think he's fucking or is just dicks out?
I think he insists. I think that weird Belgian piece of shit like insisted on being able to actually fuck. You know,
that's
in the
bizarre.
Movie. Yeah.
So you think that was him fucking?
I think that was. I think that was Christopher Lambert fucking. I mean, why? You know, what are they going to like? He's like, just make sure everyone can see my balls, but then we're going to figure out a way where my dick is like taped to my leg or something.
She might be sitting on top of his dick. Like, on.
Why would they do that?
Just because you haven't seen that in porn sometime, like fake porns?
I don't know, man. Like, you watch all this weird fucking porn for middle schoolers. You don't watch adult porn.
Sometimes I like to check out a vid where, you know, we've got a new fresh face in the industry and she doesn't want to do hardcore. So she'll do
who?
Fake. I don't know, man. I'm on X videos. I'm scrolling.
You can get softcore porn online? I thought you could only get that on TV.
No, you can get softcore.
Check this out, dude. I added Cinemax to Amazon Prime, so I can. There's softcore on there.
You want
to
put it on while we're doing the pod?
No, I don't. How crazy is it that they still do that?
That's
Playboy. Playboy doesn't even do pornography anymore.
They don't show boobs anymore.
Yeah, so yeah. Cinemax is like, yeah, we got pornography and the Nick.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Yeah, it is a good show. Apparently, they got this other one, Quarry, that's supposed to be
really
good. Yeah.
Fuck, man. But I'm sorry you got banned for showing balls, dude.
Yeah, I know. But you know, in the guidelines, it says you're not allowed to show nudity unless it's for like satirical or humorous purposes. And it's like, did you think I was like seriously posting Christopher Lambert's balls for
Wait,
people
you're allowed
to masturbate
to? Do it for satirical?
That's what it said. I don't know. Someone's got a bone to pick with me at Facebook or, you know, online. Or again, people just fucking hate me, man.
Do you think someone's
reporting me, obviously. Yeah, someone's constantly fucking reporting my shit or whatever. Which is like, you know, I don't fucking, with the exception of like Seth, I don't like go after people. I don't. Mm-hmm. I really don't harass people. I think that's like mean and shitty to harass specific people. Mm-hmm. I might be critical of like a couple, like, you know, a couple of people that have like prominent media careers or whatever.
Right.
But
sure.
It's not like I'm like saying go harass these people or whatever.
Right.
And still, it's just, you know, people get literal fucking jokes that they're getting mad at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so funny. Like, exactly. What non-joking purpose do you post balls for? Like, it's fucking unbelievable.
Well, even that, like, even when, like, arguments come up or people want to fucking, you know, I'm not even, like, one of the people getting into heated arguments about, you know, shit that pisses people off.
Yeah.
You know? I don't argue with people. I'll make jokes about it. Jokes that, like, reflect my opinion or whatever. Sometimes not even. But, you know,
you're
like,
well,
we got to shut this guy down. You gotta get him kicked offline. I just want to have a good time online with my friends.
Still have Twitter. You'll be able to show balls on Twitter.
I just want to have a good time online with my friends like I used to.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Zuckerberg stripped you of that.
It's everybody, man.
So it's permanent ban.
They want me to upload a picture of my ID to get my account back. And I'm like, I'm not giving you that information.
Why?
I don't know.
So they can send you to jail?
Yeah, probably.
What?
That'd be so funny if Facebook just... The Facebook police comes, knocks on this door.
Whatever. Just, Facebook is washed, dude. I don't do it anymore.
Yeah. You don't do Facebook, dude?
No.
A lot of old... I think, like,
because my mom and dad are on it, so yeah. I can't be a monster like I can
my
on Twitter.
My mom's on there fucking just, like, posting Greek pirated, like, whole movies.
Oh, that's chill. Yeah, yeah.
My mom's just, like, watching Greek soap operas with her friends. That's what Facebook is. It's for old people to have fun with their friends online.
Yeah, yeah. They have a blast.
Well, I'm old now, I guess. I would love to just not be on... So I would love to just not have to be... on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I've completely destroyed any ability for me to ever have any kind of normal job. There's just absolutely no way ever that I'll ever be able to do anything other than be a piece of shit on the internet.
Yeah.
The quickest background search. Just like NIC and just auto completes into everything you've ever fucking done.
Yeah. Nick Mullen, N-word, Nick Mullen, racism.
Yeah.
Nick Mullen, Hillary victim blame.
I could go back, dude. I'm about to go back, be a square, dude.
I couldn't go back.
Yeah. Why not? You really can't. I mean,
you can't.
The goal is hopefully, you know, figure out with comedy and shit to make enough money to invest and then live off, you know, your investment money. But people will find a way to take that away from you, too.
I can't wait to quit my day job and just be able to dress like a boy all the time, you know, instead of, you know.
I'm about to start wearing fucking suits, dude.
I am sort of a little worried, though, that, like, not being able to, having to go to work every day and take a shower in the morning and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, I just watched like nine.
If I don't have that, then it's like terrible. I'm not gonna bathe or
yeah. I mean, I don't the job the day job I do have that I'll continue to do until they won't let me do it anymore. I don't have to fucking shower or bathe or do anything. That's the best part about being one of those truck PAs is like they don't like it's like almost like a relief when they find out you're not trying to work your way up.
yeah.
That you're just like no, I just want to pay my fucking rent.
Yeah. You like the like boot boy.
I remember. Oh yeah, boot boy's bad.
Our old pal boot boy.
Yeah,
boot boy was trying to work his way up.
Of course, he had already worked his way up.
That last job I worked with you, Nick texted me like he's like I'm coming to pick you up, but they said dress like you want a future in the film industry.
That's hilarious.
Like, yeah. What the fuck, dude?
I remember when I was working.
Yeah, it's like, but
Williams.
I don't. And that's why they're like, dress for the job you have or job you want, not the one you have. And it's like. Yeah, I don't even want this job.
Yeah.
I want to pay my fucking rent and be able to eat food. So the job I want is no job at all.
Mm-hmm.
So
I dress for
like
the job
shit.
I want, and that's why I wear a full football uniform wherever I go.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. It's just going into work looking like
helmet.
A train conductor. Yeah. It's like that striped Oshkosh hat. Choo-choo.
That's my favorite part of Soprano. Not my favorite. One of my favorite little details is that Bobby Bacala is a
so
train
funny.
Guy. Yeah. So good.
Wearing the fucking hat.
Yeah.
I should rewatch The Sopranos, too.
You should, dude. I'm on
you
season
can.
6 right now. I'm excited.
It's the best show
Maybe
ever,
I'll do man. That. Maybe that'll be my Christmas Hanukkah treat to myself is to sit in front of my TV and... just not move for probably 2.5 weeks. Just really start thinking about my life and how I'm almost 30. And
listen,
I'm starting to have success, I just feel fucking worse.
You really do.
Yeah, that'd be my nice present to myself.
You were happier maybe 3 months ago when you had little to no success.
You know when the happiest I was in my life? Back when I got back to DC,
and you're
I was
homeless.
Drunk all the time. Yeah, everything was fucked.
Yeah, that was the best time of my life. Because
there was
too.
No limits.
I was fat as shit. I was unhappy.
Yeah.
I was fucking.
Yeah,
I was like sleeping in my car most of the time, and like fuck. There was one night
I was in a failing relationship where the girl was clearly cheating on me
with your best friend
with the guy she's married to now. The guy she's traveling the world with.
Yeah.
I could show you.
I remember being in the National Arboretum one day, and it was
they got
like
burritos there.
Yeah, and it was like fucking Arboretum.
William. Yeah, that was good.
It was like the middle of winter, so everything was fucking dead. There was nothing to see. I was just walking around. It was cold, and I was extremely hungover. And I was like, this is the best day of my life. I had literally nothing to live for.
Yeah, man. Let's get
how
addicted
you, how,
to drugs.
I mean, like, what? How are people successful? I don't get it.
What do you mean?
But it makes
make
me
so
feel
much
worse.
Money, dude.
Whenever things are like fine, then it makes me feel worse. Like,
well, it's because like, you have a fucking brain disease that doesn't let you.
If your dream is like to write for SNL, you know, whatever. Yeah. I feel like within the first week, if that was my dream, within the first week, it would just be my shitty job that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd like get there and then I'd be
super sad. Yeah, that's what happens.
Sad.
Yeah. That's what happens. I mean, that's what happens every step of the way. Sure. You have all these dreams.
Even if you sell your own show,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be as funny as you want it to be.
Oh, yeah. Right, and they're going to take it from you.
Well, even if they don't take it from you, you're never going to be as funny as you want to be.
Right.
You're
never going to
be as sad. Because the shit that you like, and you'll never be as good as the shit that you like.
I respect that Woody Allen thing of not he doesn't watch any of the movies.
Yeah,
any of the 7,000 movies.
That's Woody Harrelson.
Oh yeah,
Woody Allen. Yeah.
He hasn't watched Kingpin one time. It's a good movie.
Never.
He should watch it. No. It's very funny,
dude. I watched Indecent Proposal.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Holy shit. What a fucking hilarious movie.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's the cucking movie.
Yeah.
It's about, it should just be called The Cuckmaster, starring Robert Redford as the man who's best at cucking. He fuck it and he's like, let me fuck your wife for $1 million. He's like, absolutely not. No way are you going to fuck my wife. No way are you going to do it. And then she's like, I don't know, maybe I can. He's like, well, if that's what you want.
Who's not going to fuck Robert Redford?
Honey, if that's what you want, but you better not like it or whatever. So then, you know, because they have to fuck, she has to fuck Robert Redford to save their house.
Right.
So she fucks Robert Redford, and while they're like off fucking, Woody Harrelson is like just imagining them fucking, and he's like, Diane! like running after the helicopter. He's just getting his dick sucked. He's just like halfway down this guy's wife's throat, and he's like, Diane, come back to me! I still love you! You
know? It's gotta be.
And that movie is also full penetration.
It's like, and then, yeah. You know, there's like this fucking dramatic music playing, and you're supposed to have all this empathy for this guy who's like, as if the worst thing in the world is that your wife is being, you know, violated by another man's dick. And it's like so fucked up. Like, if you really loved your wife, you wouldn't care.
No.
You know, you wouldn't care that much.
No.
The extent where she's like ruined now in your head. If it's like a consensual thing, it's like, yeah, it's kind of shitty, but it's a fucking $1 million. Who cares?
It's $1 million.
I don't want to know that some guy's fucking my wife.
Yeah, but you know, he
are you going to make her wear a scarlet letter?
He had to see her off and be like, all right, honey, go have fun sucking off Robert Redford for the next day.
Honestly, if he didn't do it, I wouldn't fucking care.
Maybe this is a new masculinity thing, but if I really don't care if I'm seeing someone, if they want to fuck someone.
Yeah, I don't really either.
I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't fucking either.
Yeah.
You don't care if they're fucking someone?
If they want to, and they want to, who cares? I really could not give two shits.
Stop.
That's what I say to that. No, I don't want my girlfriend to fuck people. That's my stance in general.
Well, you're an alpha.
I am.
You're a real man's...
But you're like,
but
you're not an alpha though.
Yeah,
indeed. You're like a guy that doesn't fuck a lot, and you
I'm
have like a complex about it, and that's why you have a problem
no,
with
I'm
the
alpha.
Idea of your fictional girlfriend fucking somebody else.
No, I'm alpha.
The girlfriend that you can't have.
I'm pretty sure I'm alpha. Dude.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I'm an alpha. And if anybody tries to fuck my fictional girlfriend, I'll fuck them up and then fuck their girlfriend.
He's a type alpha male, type 2 diabetes. Y'all got alpha diabetes.
Yeah, I got that good the stuff fucking Tony Soprano's got.
Yeah.
That's the kind of diabetes I got, dude. I've been watching so much Sopranos that I've just been yelling at people for no... Like, I've been thinking... Yeah. You forget...
His blood type is O juice. O Jew?
O Jew. Yeah.
Blood type.
It's French, but yeah.
Yeah. O Jew. Yeah. It's instead of like type O blood.
Yeah. It's O Jew.
A little bit of a stress,
positive.
But good. Yeah.
No, it's not too much of a stress. Give me a minute. I can do a better one. Keep talking. I'll think about it.
All right.
Yeah, it's... But okay. Yeah, when you watch The Sopranos, you're just like, you flip the... Oh, like some cocksucker, dude. I text you guys about it. I was supposed to do some guy just messaged me at, like, on Facebook and booked me for a show, and it was a bringer. And I was like, dude, I'm not doing a bringer. Like, I'm just not bringing anybody to do a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I get there, and he's like,
How about this? Blood type Mayo positive.
Yeah. I like those you. It was just the pronunciation.
I don't know. I've never said that word. And you know what? The only time I've ever had it is at Arby's.
Right. Yeah, with the dip sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never eaten at Arby's in my life.
It's good.
Really, it's good.
Arby's really? Is
very underrated.
Much better than people think.
Yeah. Why is that the go-to joke as like the shittiest place?
The Simpsons joke when they're on the
island. People
are
fucking retards.
I'm so hungry I could eat at Arby's. Mm. Yeah. And everyone's like, wow.
Yeah, that became like the fucking...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the worst fast food place? Jack in the Box.
They're all very good.
Jack in the Box is pretty good. Yeah,
I've never been to Jack in the Box.
I don't know, man. I honestly,
Jack in the Box.
This
is
going to be a hot take, but it's just because like they are all pretty good. But I think Burger King's probably the worst.
I was saying I might be with you there actually.
Yeah.
I had a great Burger King the other day.
I'm sure.
Great experience. Everyone was nice.
Nah,
they treated me.
People
right.
like their fries. I don't think their fries are particularly good. Roy Rogers has the best fries.
Roy Rogers gets saved by...
How about this? This is an idea I have for a restaurant, right? It's like Roy Rogers, same setup, but you go in and you're like, can I get a chicken bacon sandwich? And then the cashier will go, maybe. And wink at you. And it's called Coy Rogers.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I had one where it's like you go in and you ask for a sandwich, and the guy at the register is like, he wins last comic standing, but he's not very funny, and that's called Joe Coy Rogers.
Oh, he's from Vegas. Yeah.
He's a better comic than you are. So,
nah, dude, I'm an alpha.
He's
so
a better comic than everybody in this room.
Is he? Did he have like
Joe Coy?
Yeah,
that's your stance.
I think he's great.
Does he have eyebrows?
I don't think he has. Is that? Am I thinking of Joe Coy? Am I thinking of, who's the other?
Joe Coy lost his eyebrows to Ursula to become a good comic.
Oh.
That's how it works. She cast a spell to make him the world's best Filipino comic, but he had to lose all his body hair.
Damn, dude.
I was
thinking of Dad Fan.
My mom...
He didn't even...
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know Joe Coy was on Last Comic
Standing. No, I was thinking of Dad Fan.
No, Dad
I take
Fan,
back what
Dad
I said
Fan
about
definitely.
Joe Coy. Although I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Joe
he's
Coy is like a Chelsea Handler crew squad.
Man, that Dad Fan thing where it's like Patrice O'Neal and on Tough Crowd where he just bullies him mercilessly. It's so fucking good.
Dat fan. What was I going to say? Oh, I was in Vegas, actually. The reason I know Joe Coy is from Vegas. My mom's like, your hair looks like shit. Go get a haircut. Mm-hmm. So I went to my mom's hairdresser, and she was like, oh, yeah, I cut Joe Coy's hair. And I was like, he's bald. You're clearly lying.
Right, so I love when people think they met a celebrity and it's clearly not.
Yeah.
I was talking about the Wild Boys one time.
Right.
With this girl in Texas
that
I used to
show.
Hang out with. And this girl just, you know, she was like 24, loved drinking, was a musician or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, I was actually like hanging out with the Wild Boys the other night. They're like, you know, we all went into the jacuzzi together. It was like pretty cool. And I was like, you met fucking Steve-O and Chris Pontius? And she was like, nah, it was the other ones. I was like, so you didn't meet the Wild Boys.
This bitch just got DP'd by two fucking guys with long hair.
Who told her that they were the Wild Boys?
Yeah. She saw some guy getting his dick bitten by a raccoon. He was like, no, I'm a Wild Boy.
Yeah.
And then they
you know,
it's
a good lie, which I don't endorse this. You shouldn't lie to pick people.
You don't lie ever. That's part of your autism, right?
I'm just not good at it.
Well, you like tell truths that when you shouldn't tell them.
I guess. I don't
you
know if that
rather lie.
I don't know if that means that I'm not a liar so much as it means I'm just fucking rude and I don't know when to censor myself.
Yeah.
That's it when people are like, remember when people used to say brutal honesty?
Yeah.
It's like, just, that's just, you're just rude.
Being a dickhead.
You're just a fucking
just
idiot.
Just a cunt.
Yeah. You make very boring, cliched observations about the government is actually bad. Yeah. That's brutal honesty. It's brutal.
It's like a metal guitar riff going off.
That was like a very MySpace comedy bio.
Oh yeah,
sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh, we should We should search brutal honesty. Is there any way to go through bios and see how many times brutal honesty comes up?
Who's the big MySpace comedy guy? Dane Cook?
No, it wasn't Dane Cook. It was fucking Steve Hofstadter.
Was he?
Dane Cook.
Yeah, no, it was Steve Hofstadter. First of all,
isn't he a con
you guys
man?
Weren't on MySpace comedy.
No,
I was.
I wasn't doing stand-up.
I've been doing this
for
12 years.
I was for the last gasp of it.
Yeah, no, it was Hofstadter. You would go to like the rankings and he was number one. You'd be
really?
Who the fuck is Steve Hofstadter? Yeah. He was the guy that like gamed it somehow. He was way up in the rankings. And
he's
then
like
after
a con
him,
man,
after
right?
him, it was Mencia. Mencia was number two. People forget how popular Carlos Mencia was.
But Dane Cook did fuck around big time off of MySpace.
Cook big was his mom died, and he got like an insurance, life insurance settlement. And he spent the $40,000 paying like a web guy to make him a fully featured website with like forums and chat rooms. Yeah. And he built an audience online.
Interesting.
So he'd go do a show and he'd be like, hey, you know, sign up for my forum or whatever. But he was one of the first comics to have like a big online, you know, sort of thing, which is like, it's crazy now that this is 10 years later and comics still don't understand that that's so much more important than anything else.
Right, right, right.
No one is going to fucking hand you a career in comedy anymore.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or go to an open mic and discover you.
Right, yeah. No, that's not going to happen.
Or even a bar show.
You should still do open mics and bar shows. But like your goal in doing that should be to meet somebody that's better than you, that's going to bring you on the road with them. You know?
Just get better.
Yeah, because you really, I mean, you're not, I don't think New York really makes you as much, you know, it helps you grow as much as working the road does. I mean, comparing the two, yeah. I think I learned a lot more about stand-up just by being a road feature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well, then you do like, what, like 10 sets a weekend, you know?
No, not that many.
No, you do six or seven at most.
But you're doing between 20 and 30 minutes, yeah. So it's a lot of
30-minute spots, yeah. You're talking about, you know, 6 hours of stage time.
That's invaluable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you can try and fuck.
That's why stop shit is popping right now.
Yeah. But, I mean, the most important thing is, like, because stand-up comedy, the art of comedy, like, what your goal should be isn't, like, writing good bits. I mean, obviously, try to write good bits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but the goal isn't to, like, have just a good joke here or a good joke there. The art, like, what you should be trying to create is the hour. The hour is what makes something, but it's like good comedy. You know, you're going to release an album, it's going to be an hour long. If you ever have any kind of special, you should aim for like an hour long special.
Right.
And the only way to write good hours and have, because I really don't think anything under an hour, it really feels like you did anything, you know? Like maybe you can be funny, but like how do you get a sense of who a comic is without the fucking hour?
Well,
that's what creates like the personality, you know, and the character.
Right. You might be able to do something in a half hour, but I know what you're saying. The full effect and the full arc.
Well, the half hour is also dampened because it's mostly the feature spot, and the feature is the most forgettable person on the show.
Right.
If you get Conan, that's 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You get Presents, that's 20 minutes?
22 minutes.
22 minutes.
But you have to do a half hour, and I think it's edited.
Yeah, you can do even more than that. But yeah, they have to edit it.
And then they edit it for commercials and shit. Damn.
Getting
to an hour, you have to be on TV like a million times.
Yeah, to work clubs. But here's what you do. You start a cum podcast. You try to get an audience of like, you know, 100,000 people, and then you just book your own fucking tour.
Yeah.
You know?
2017, folks.
Yeah, we're going to do that tour. We're also going to do the Christmas album sometime this week, before Christmas.
should we do it right after this?
No, you know, and it's honestly, it's like, you have to use a computer. I've looked into it. There's not going to be any way that we can actually do this.
We can do it.
I'm telling you right now, we cannot.
We have some
shit. You need to have playback. I need playback for the background tracks. I'm going to need to auto-tune it because none of us can sing.
No, it's funnier that way. Come.
It's going to sound like? It's going to sound like people doing a podcast over fucking like an instrumental track.
That's
it won't sound
fine.
Right.
What do you want it to sound like? Whitney Houston? It's not going to sound, it's going
to
sound bad.
I want it to sound, no, I want it to at least sound not like, you know, disjointed and fucking, you
Jonah
know.
Could do this for us. For
I don't
free.
Want
Vote
Jonah
free.
To do it. I want to do it my fucking self.
This is Nick in a nutshell here.
We're not. Let's stop examining me.
I'm sorry.
And my personality, and just trust.
We have resources at our disposal. Whatever. We don't have to get in an argument.
Jonah was in a famous band.
He was
the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. He was Keith Richards in the Rolling Stones.
He was Jonah Richards.
Yeah, Jonah Richards. Yeah.
Do you know the Rolling Stones are still making music? Like, who the fuck gives?
Nick, you're eating all my fucking cookies.
Who
from
cares?
Mom.
Shut the fuck up, dude. I'll give you some of mine.
You better. Yeah. I've been counting, actually, how many you've had.
The Rolling
Four.
Stones.
He literally
three
one,
Browns.
Two, three.
Oh, three Browns? The Browns are a good one.
Yeah, he had three Browns, the best
What about
kind.
That gelt I gave you the other night?
You gave me three gelts, and I gave them to a girl.
I really did. I really gave him gelt the other night.
Nick and I were
what?
At a socialism party.
Oh man, I'm so jealous. I missed that.
And then I gave him, I gave a girl.
Why? Why
did you guys fuck any commies,
no,
dude?
Of course
what
not.
Do you mean?
Yeah, first of all, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, huh, dude.
No,
I'm a
wouldn't.
Fucking alpha. I go in there. They smell my fucking
no,
pheromones.
You look like
and
the
immediately
fucking.
Immediately they want.
You
fuck.
Look like the caricatures of. The fat cats.
No,
you look
I'm a
like
union
the guys
guy.
That,
dude.
No,
I'm a union guy.
You look like
yeah.
a,
I'm
a
strong
a New Yorker
worker.
Cartoon. All you're missing is a Monopoly
no,
man
dude,
hat.
I'm the blue. Pick I'm a blue collar boy, dude.
Picket boy.
I'm a blue collar alpha male, and I go in there. I fucking all the proletariat whores want to suck uh-huh. me off left and right.
Yeah,
because they feel that I come from
there's
a working.
There's
class
a Bruce Springsteen song about Stav about how he missed McDonald's breakfast. It's on Nebraska. Yeah. Well, I missed breakfast this morning, and that's all right, because there's gonna be breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, dude, I'm the boss. Exactly.
I've got type 2 diabetes. I have to wear sweatpants because Levi's doesn't make anything in size 112 waist.
Dude, I honestly don't appreciate how you're coming at me right now as an alpha, and I'm gonna let you know I'm gonna knock you the fuck out if you ever fucking if your words my fucking name comes out of your
if
mouth.
If you put
again,
my name in your mouth,
I'm
again?
Gonna knock you out, dude.
Yeah,
don't
if
ever
you place put, if you alphas, place my name.
Don't you ever put every inch of my name.
If you just slide my name into
if
your
you
mouth,
lovingly
you keep
caress
your name,
my name.
Slidden in and outside of your mouth within the confines of your lips. If my name ever shall pass, do not. It's like, sir, are you still threatening me?
If you ever insert my name with your soft, supple lips.
If you ever suck my name off.
You slobbering.
You ever slob on my name.
Keep my name out your ass. Why don't you keep your name out my ass? Keep naming my ass.
Name my ass something
look at
pretty
me,
and
look
fuck
at me
it.
Right now. What's
I'm
my
gay.
Ass's name?
Yeah. Fuck me in the ass. I'm a closeted homosexual.
The first time I was told that by we know who said that to me. Keep my name
Voldemort.
Out your mouth. Voldemort. I wasn't really sure what he was saying.
Yeah.
I was pretty confused. I was like,
it is funny.
I heard. Like, I heard you had my name in your mouth.
That's like the kind of thing that like Martin would say to Tommy.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, keep my name out of your mouth, Tommy.
Those individuals are from similar.
Martin was such a dick to his friends. Why the fuck did Tommy and Cole hang out with Martin?
That's true.
You just like criticize him for being dumb and bald, and
yeah.
It's like Martin, you're shorter than him.
Well, Martin was
you're not a
particularly radio host, dude.
A success. He's like a
was
fucking
he?
No. He was like a public radio shithead.
Oh, I thought he had the juice from.
Wait,
the,
Martin was
show.
On NPR.
No, yeah, yeah. In the show Martin, he was like a he's like a local DJ or some shit.
Yeah, but that's big time in a fuck like
in
Baltimore.
In Detroit,
local
right?
DJs.
Isn't Martin in Detroit?
I don't
or
fucking
DC?
Remember. I feel bad now.
I know the like establishing shots are probably in New York. In my head, I always thought Martin was in New York, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was wrong.
I think it is Detroit. I think it is Detroit.
Yeah, but he's from DC.
But dude, a local radio DJ, they got the juice.
Yeah,
Pork
yeah.
Chop 92Q. Pork Chop fucks in Baltimore.
Well, Tommy was a nuclear engineer.
That sentence.
Pork Chop fucks in Baltimore.
Pork Chop.
I thought Tommy was a drug dealer. Isn't that what everyone says? Because he never had a job.
Yeah, they're like, yeah you don't. Shut up, Tommy.
Well,
you don't.
He's a drug dealer
job.
Or is a nuclear engineer. I'd like to think highly of Tommy and not just assume that a black man without a visible job is selling drugs. Maybe he has some kind of DOD clearance and
that's
he can't talk
it.
About
that's probably
it.
Probably
yeah.
It.
He was a very dapper man. You know the style that Tommy wore a lot was like the NBA coach like late 90s, which was
yeah.
the like t-shirt under the
absolutely.
Under the suit.
Under the
suit and
with,
a t-shirt.
With a very thin
a thin chain.
Chain.
Thin chain. Yeah.
But the t-shirt was nice. Like the collar was thicker than a usual
exactly.
T-shirt.
That's how I'm trying to be
it's
in 2017. Yeah.
We need to make so. Some. We need to make our style board for 2017.
It's true. I mean, our initial goal for this podcast, we still have not accomplished.
What was that?
Which was matching Adidas tracksuit.
That's true.
You know, and it's what New Year's is.
Oh
in
man, they got
half?
Yellow and red at Macy's now.
Oh fuck!
A fucking we can make ketchup and mustard.
Ooh. That'd be awesome, dude. Yeah. We need them engraved too, or is that or stitched? What's the name
embroidered?
For? Embroidered.
Yeah.
Engraved.
Yeah. You guys, you can't. We can't get them. Embroidered until you come up with a local name for your union, because you got to have that on the back there.
6969.
Sure.
420.
We could get beat up, though, for, like, being fake, for stealing Union
Valor.
I
want my shoe to say Capo on it.
Like a Jewish...
Capo Regime.
Yeah, I'm in the mafia now. I wanted to say Capo. Don is Capo what? Capo something.
Capo Regime.
Capo Regime.
Capo Regime is I think
boss.
The Don, yeah.
And Capo is a general,
no.
Right?
A Capo is a captain.
No, but yeah. Capo Regime is the
Capo
fucking...
Regime is the top one.
That's the boss, dude.
No, that's the Don. Nah. It's Don, no, Capo dude. Regime.
No.
Yeah, Capo Regime
no, Capo
is
Regime and then
the full... No. I was looking at this the other day.
All right, we don't
literally.
Care anymore, so
no, consigliere is not on the tree.
About.
It's to He's the side off. Because yeah. He has a direct line to the... To
Absolutely.
The Bush.
Yeah, it's Capo. Anyway, I'm going to be Capo.
First of all.
Nah, I can't wait to be in the mafia, dude. I'm going to change my shit up.
Yo, you got... I mean, you don't need to change much up. Just like...
Kill someone,
killing people and stuff.
It seems tough. Murdering someone seems like a hard bridge to cross.
I was reading about The Sopranos the other day. David Chase, like, found out how much, like, the head of a crime family in North Jersey makes. And, like... wanted Tony's character to make that much and like so that's how he wrote the show. Like, he didn't make that much money. I think he made like $1.5 million $2 million
a
year.
He made way more than
that's,
that.
That's what he said.
Really?
Yeah and
I'm surprised it's that much money. From like what?
So many people had to die.
Stealing garbage truck contracts. Yeah. I thought you were about to say that he makes like $150,000 a year.
No. Yeah. No, he had that house in North Caldwell. It's a nice house.
He was buying
Yeah, but you
property.
Can have a mortgage on that. That's
No,
what,
there was no mortgage. That's
cash.
A cash deal.
I'm paying cash.
Cash. No. I think they said it was like $2.5 million.
Okay, that's not that much.
But
Holy
for a
shit.
Boss, yeah. For yeah. And also for like a fucking body count of maybe 150, 200 people a year.
It's also funny
for
how,
one guy yeah. to make that much money. Yeah. It's such a waste of time.
It's also I love how they'll just kill people in broad daylight and it's just like just walk away.
Yeah,
and that's
oh,
how
yeah.
you deal with that. That's fucking insane.
I was talking with my friend about it, but like what it comes down to, I think with the mafia guys, is like. I think that they do all these crimes and they kill people and they like run all these rackets because most of their day isn't spent doing crimes. Most of their day is hanging out in the back right. of a strip club
it's
or a porn store.
Time.
It's just to have a clubhouse with your friends.
Absolutely.
It's
if
just
you have
so
to
they
kill,
be,
you have to kill.
It's so they can be frat boys.
So it's
boys.
Like a podcast.
It's yeah, basically
it's like
a podcast.
Yeah.
The mafia is, we're basically
That's
in the
what
mafia.
We I mean, are.
I'm like sitting here next to all merchandise. In my shitty apartment.
Fell off the back of a truck.
Trash everywhere. Some expensive merchandise. Yeah.
We really do live like mobsters, boys.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I got a fucking Vitamix.
Yeah. I bought a couple.
A big ticket.
I got a giant TV. I was questioned by the FBI last year. Everybody's trying to fuck with me on social media.
Yeah. Oh, also, a lot of people are asking on Twitter this week about me not getting paid by the show. It's true. I don't get paid by the show. I'm just glad,
does it for the love
glad
of the
I
game.
Can be here. Nick saying that potentially...
It's kind of an internship.
We could re-examine 2017. Are you going to say that on the show, that we could re-examine... my status.
Well, you got free agent status this year.
What do you mean free agent?
If another podcast wants to scoop
yeah,
you up,
they
I want mean,
to sign you.
Yeah.
Well, we might I have mean, to I sign have
prior,
had some.
No. Prior to this, you were under contract.
I got under contract for $0.
They gave you a $0 contract,
but you couldn't
in
break
a 4-year
it.
Deal. But you know,
you said there was a bonus for laughs, but I haven't hit.
You
the
haven't
bonus.
Had one joke go over yet.
Yeah,
in the
entire
episodes.
Time. Yeah, uh-huh. I haven't said one.
You
good
haven't
joke.
Said one joke that went over.
All right.
Yeah, when I said free agent, I meant free as in we don't pay any money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Agent is also just another word for Jew.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a synonym.
Maybe yeah. I get picked
like
up
manager
by
manager, yeah. fucking accountant.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not a very good Jew if I'm not making any money.
That's right.
You're
bad.
Absolutely.
You're bad.
I'm the worst guy.
That's absolutely correct.
You know better than to tangle with a good Jew. They would outdo us. Yep. They would out-negotiate us, dude. A good Jew would be getting all the money while
that
we're over here like assholes.
That'd be great if we wrote a sketch, and then we go into Adam's apartment in the sketch, and it's just filled with menorahs. Just to the brim. Oh, what's up, guys?
The closet's yarmulkes. It's just nothing but fucking yarmulkes come out.
Yeah. In Greek, like Stav's house is just a bathroom, just a big bathtub filled with little boys. It's a bathtub with 35 boys in it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. As long as they're feeding me grapes, dude.
Yeah. Well, Greek's colors are the bathroom colors, blue and white.
Blue and white.
They love the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Is that bathroom colors? Blue and white?
Yeah, it is. Look at the koala care station.
Yeah, it's just blue like the Greek flag, basically.
Koala, also a Greek animal.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Not Australia.
That's right.
What's Australia?
No, I said koalas are not Australian. The Greeks brought them there.
What's Australia?
Okay, so there's... Okay, south of East Asia, there's like this island, right? But it's so fucking big that it's a continent.
This dude thinks he's so smart.
Okay.
You've heard of Australia. Now you're going to fucking talk down to us?
Yeah, tell us about...
Asia? You're saying shit like southeast?
Yeah.
We didn't ask you about directions,
I'm just
dude.
Saying, imagine an island that's so big that it's a fucking continent.
Imagine Adam.
And a
that's
country.
Every continent.
No, that's every continent.
Every continent is an island, dude.
Imagine Adam meeting someone that legitimately didn't know Australia and how excited he would be. To tell them that he knows about Australia.
Well, first of all, I would adjust my glasses.
He'd be standing at that bus stop for 4.5 days. And be like, yeah, no, it's got a pouch. No, it's actually...
You throw
the baby,
it comes right back.
The baby comes out and crawls its way into the pouch.
Yeah. Okay, so England, at a certain point, took all of their whores and criminals, right? And then they sent them down... to this island.
Sounds
continent.
Like my kind of place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, they got whores over there?
Yeah, yeah. It was like a... Yeah. It was like a
that's why the Dundalk accent is so similar to an Australian accent.
It's true. It's true.
Because...
They are the descendants
Dan of... Under. It used to be Dundalk Under. Dundalk Down Under. There you go.
Well, Dundalk Under,
Dundalk was actually founded by a group... It
how
was
weird would it be
slaves.
If there was just, for some reason...
From Australia.
For some reason, indigenous... marsupials in Dundalk that they just also had kangaroos and shit.
That'd
for some
so
reason
awesome.
They're like, yeah, I like them because it, you know, they look like me. They're very bottom heavy from all the fried chicken, you know, they eat nothing but chicken boxes, so they got a they're very bottom they got your know, pouch. I got a pouch. Yeah. It's the front of my fucking JNCO cutoff shorts. I got a big pocket.
Oh my god, yo. Yo, a lot of shit, yo.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, Outback Steakhouse.
I've been seeing New York girls wearing JNCOs recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like kind of coming back.
Ironically,
I'm
I
stoked
suppose.
For the JNCO shorts, where it's like it could be pants, but then it just comes up right above the ankle.
I was never a
that's
JNCO
what makes
boy.
It.
I was told those are called boyfriend style jeans.
Really?
Oh, boyfriends?
Yeah. Wait,
boyfriend's in corn.
Way to not have your pants pass the Bechdel test, you fucking bitch, you idiot. You fucking idiot.
How dare those motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself wearing boyfriend pants. Why don't you wear you know, proud media job female pants?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Woman we're who pays her blogger. Own fucking rent by blogging pants.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a woman I could respect.
You know what's always really funny to me is when a girl calls her boyfriend her partner.
I love that.
He has to just sit there like...
Well, we're from Texas.
It's cool.
This is my life partner. Well, I'm not gay. We're cowboys. I always like to imagine that when gay people are like, yeah, this is my life partner. I'm like, oh, you're... from Texas? You guys are both from Texas with each other?
Howdy. Yeah, we're both from Texas.
I saw my...
euphemism for being gay. Oh, me and my friend here are going to be from Texas all night tonight. If y'all want to leave us alone.
These two Texan fellers came over. They redecorated. They're wearing all silver and turquoise jewelry.
Man, I put on...
I don't know how they do it in Texas.
I put on Breakfast at Tiffany's the other night.
Oh, yes.
Holy shit, Mickey Rooney's.
I can't. I would love
good.
To rewatch that.
Dude, Mickey Rooney's.
Oh, yeah. He's a gold right
Dude, there's videos of him going over to like entertain the troops in World War II, and he would just do that. He would just go over to entertain the troops in World War II act like a bumbling fucking
Chinaman.
Japanese guy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He had to change it for the troops.
Yeah.
To make him it was a really subtle change. He had to work really hard to change it from Chinese to Japanese.
Right, man, you used to be able to have such a killer career. Beloved entertainer.
Did you see?
No problem whatsoever.
Yeah, fucking, there was this interview.
You know who's worse than him? Andy Rooney.
Wait, the guy from 60 Minutes?
Yeah.
But he's, that's his brother?
No, no, no. Also a racist Irish piece of shit.
Oh yeah, he's a racist.
The fact that Andy Rooney had a career and all he did was, you know, be like, I go to the bodega and I buy a cookie and it comes wrapped and I don't understand that. I don't want to unwrap the cookie. I want to eat it. Why is it coming in a wrapper? And people are like, this is hilarious.
Wait, people thought it was funny? Is that why he had a career?
He was a humorist. Yeah. People would sit there and fucking laugh at that.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Keyboards.
That is worse than racism.
The alphabet has too many letters. Yeah, just complaining.
You know who I think was really bad?
Literally Grind My Gears, the Family Guy thing.
Yeah, it's Grind My Gears. Yeah. Yeah. You know who I think was really bad? Jerry Lewis. Yeah. Everyone was like, yeah, he was a fucking...
Oh, yeah, he just acted like... He would act like a retarded person.
Yeah, he was just a Vine star before Vine.
And so he would come out on stage and fucking, you know, Dean Martin would stand there and smile and then Jerry Lewis would like cross his eyes and pretend like he was shitting his pants. And everyone would be like, he's the goofy one and Dean's the guy that's not funny at all. So he's funny in comparison because he's acting like a fucking, you know, mongoloid.
Yeah, he got a career off of funny faces.
Yeah, that's why he had to care about kids. He had to pretend to give a shit about kids in the end because he was just making fun of people with disabilities.
You know about that Holocaust movie he made?
He released some of the footage. Well, he said he never would, and he did.
It's going to come out.
Hell yeah.
Because he sold it to the Library of Congress, was it?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It probably isn't even worth watching.
Oh, apparently it's a disaster.
I know it was a disaster and didn't want to release it, but I mean, it's, you know, every movie Seagal has made past 1996 has been a fucking disaster.
Right. Of course.
And those are barely watchable, even though I'm going in expecting them to be fucking shitty.
Horrendous.
Mm-hmm. I don't think this movie is going to have any kind of value to it whatsoever in terms of watching it and getting something out of it. I tried to watch one of those Crispin Glover movies that where he had, like, it's all just people with mental disabilities, mm-hmm. and it's unbearable. You can't watch it. there's no point to it.
Dude, Jerry Lewis, there is an interview this week with him, the Hollywood Reporter, and he was just being a fucking prick to the interviewer. And everyone's like, wow, isn't it so cool he hates interviews? And it's like, no, he's the funny face guy being mean.
Well, also, apparently he stole that from somebody. Like, there was some guy...
He stole from retarded people.
No, there was some guy whose, like, thing was being that character,
that guy?
Yeah, yeah, and he just... I don't remember his name, but... Yeah, he just stole. He stole his essence.
I fuck with Jerry Lewis. Thing I fuck with is King of Comedy.
King of Comedy's so good, and he's good in it too.
Yeah, because he's playing a fucking prick,
right?
And
he gets to be real.
And he's a prick. Yeah.
De Niro's so funny in it too.
De Niro is
apparently when they were making that movie because both De Niro and Scorsese embraced method acting. They would fucking call Jerry Lewis a kike to his face on set because they were like, he's not getting angry enough in this movie.
Really?
Yeah, so they were like, yeah, we're just gonna keep calling him a kike and say all this anti-Semitic shit to him.
Yeah,
make
holy
him angry.
Shit. He also had a different name. The character,
which is so great because it's probably like he was just sucking. And then they said all that, and they were like, oh, it's to do method acting.
Yeah. Someone overheard them.
That's why we were saying that to him, is because of, you know, the fucking Meisner method. Yeah.
They couldn't work.
They were not racist Italians.
Yeah, yeah, no,
doing coke.
It's because this Strasburg kite, I mean, the Strasburg guy, fucking, you know, Lee or whatever.
They couldn't work together until Goodfellas.
Lee Strasburg.
They took 15 years apart. They fucking... De Niro and Scorsese.
After that,
it was like too so taxing. And they fucking
Lee Strasberg. Have you ever seen him act?
No.
Is he bad?
Yeah, not a particularly good actor.
That's hilarious. Came up with a good idea.
He's in the background, and he plays a minor role in. Is it Strasberg? Strasberg is a big method guy.
I think so.
I think it's him because there's a couple of them. There's Meisner, Strasberg, and then there's like one other. They'd be like the big, you know, acting coaches. But yeah, I think it was Strasberg. It plays like an old...
Del Close.
Yeah, an old uncle or something in Justice for All, which is a pretty good movie.
Yeah, a good movie.
Yeah. Which, by the way, is directed by Norman Jewison, who I found out is...
Not Jewish.
Not Jewish.
What?
Yeah. Not Jewish.
That? Yeah.
Of course I looked that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Norman Jewison.
Yeah. I mean, I just assumed he was Jewish because he's a director.
Right.
Yeah.
He
works in Hollywood.
Right.
No, he's not Jewish? Adam Goldberg, Hebrew Hammer.
Yeah.
Not Jewish.
What? Shut
not
up.
Not Jewish.
No, all right.
Swear to God.
No, you're trolling.
I swear to God.
He's like half Jewish. He's like Jewish.
His dad's Jewish, but he like does not consider himself
to be
Jewish at all.
That face is Jewish, dude.
I don't know.
Yeah, his last name's Goldberg.
His last name's Goldberg.
He does that shit.
But he's not Jewish on a technicality. It's not a guy named Norman Jewison.
No, yeah.
He's Norwegian.
What is he? Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. All right. Does he look Jewish?
I've never seen him.
He's like an old man.
I always confuse him and Barry Levinson.
Barry Levinson is Jewish.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Yeah. When Justice for All is also shot in Baltimore.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that one.
It's pretty good. It's Al Pacino as a defense attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying.
I've seen that. No, that is good.
He's trying to get his like trans client off, and then she kills herself in prison.
Right.
Is that
you're out of order.
You're out of order. The whole damn system's out of order.
Right. Right.
And then he fucks that. All those movies from the 70s is like the love interest is like a. I'm a businesswoman. I've got shoulder pads and size negative. I've got triple A breasts and shoulder pads, and I'm taller than Al Pacino. professional style. She smokes cigarettes and she's divorced.
Right.
Yeah.
Right
after being divorced was meant that she was ruined forever.
Right. And I have raccoon style makeup on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're being sexy.
The queen of all of them, obviously.
Glenn.
Yeah. Glenn in Fatal Attraction.
Yeah, she looked like she was dragged through a bush.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Before that.
You know what calms those businesswomen down is some good dick. that's the moral of the story is just a man dicking them down.
Yeah. When I was an executive assistant.
Your old roommate had that businesswoman vibe.
Who at? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to be one of those businesswomen.
She is.
She is.
She told me how much she's making for her first year at the law firm. And I started laughing, like, not as a bit, like, just laughing in her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, so they raised opening salary to 30%. And I was like, so how much are you making? And I legitimately expect her to be like $65,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's making like $120,000.
$190,000. My cousin, I had lunch with my cousin. I had lunch with my cousin.
Yeah.
He works in advertising. I had lunch with him. He's a year younger than me. He works in advertising. I had lunch with him. And I was like, yeah, it's pretty, you know, my podcast is making like decent money now. And he's like, congrats, dude. That's fucking awesome. That rules, dude. And I was like, yeah, you started a new job, right? He's like, yeah, it's pretty good. It's like a smaller company. I'm like, yeah, but it's like a significant raise, right? He's like, yeah, I'm making pretty good money. It's like just shy of $200,000 a year. And I was like, holy shit. You know, it's so much money. And I just feel like a piece of shit, you know, and fucking, but I see my aunt occasionally, you know, we'll have like lunch and stuff. And she's like always bitching about him like borrowing money from her.
What?
Like,
really?
Yeah. He still like hits her up. He's like, can I get like $200?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
how's that even possible?
He's probably just like
he's probably just
he makes $200,000 a year. He's a millionaire.
He just still takes money from his mom.
He's used to getting presents from his mom, dude.
Yeah,
we were never presents household.
Oh, hell no. I would get toys to bribe me. Like if I had to get a shot or some shit and I was good.
And he had to get a lot of shots, dude.
I started getting
look at him, he's filled with shots.
I weigh 105 pounds, but this is all
really?
Shots.
It's all like
it's all swelling from shots.
This is all implants? Testosterone because I am an alpha. So actually it's estrogen because I have too much testosterone in my system. I'd be too alpha, I'd fuck everything
I've
up.
I've got these breasts from having too much testosterone.
Yeah, that's why I have them.
You can make fun of my bitch tits, but it's actually from being strong.
It's from being strong. My genitals have
shrunk like a raisin. they basically shriveled up. I've got like what looks like a fucking chewed on swizzle stick.
From having more testosterone.
Where my dick used to be, and it's from being strong.
It's from, you know,
it's from being extremely
it's from
strong.
Deadlifts.
I deadlifted my way into a fuckless dick, into an inoperable fuckless little pigtail dick.
I'm gonna get my fucking dick. Do you see those guys that like inject silicone in their? They just have the goofiest dicks of
that's
all time.
That's the fucking funny.
Wait, does
shit
it ruin?
You can't use your.
You
dick.
Know what, you know what your dick
you
looks
can't
like?
Ruin
you
your
know what
shit?
Those dicks look like? Yeah. It looks like those things they used to sell at like the Discovery Channel store.
It's like little water tubes.
It's like water tubes. Yeah, you put your finger in one end. It's one of those guys.
Yeah, the dick head like fluffs up.
It looks
and
like
you put your finger in the middle of it.
Yeah, their dick looks like somebody took a Grands roll and slammed it against the kitchen counter.
What's the kink where you like things going in your pee hole?
Sounding. That's what sound off means in the comments. Sounding off is when you keep shoving things in your dick hole.
Everyone sound off.
Yeah.
Oh fuck.
I gotta pee.
I gotta take a shit, but we're out of time for this episode.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we're already
well, okay, sorry, guys. Our show is on Monday, the 26th. If you're in New York, come hang out. We got a really good lineup so far. It's just it's the stars really are going to be shining bright on Monday night. The 26th, come on, everybody.
Little Wardo will be there.
Brandon Wardell, our best friend, will be there. Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. Come out to that shit, bitch. Yeah.
Also, watch for me on Red Eye, January 5th or something. They tape it on the 5th. I don't know when it'll be on. But
say
actually,
your DVR.
Please, don't. Actually, don't. I'm not proud of any of my appearances on that show. I'm kind of now even more nervous about associating with Fox News. Especially, you know, going on with Gavin and those kind of guys. But we had fun on Ant's show.
That was fun. Yeah,
you know, and he's
oh yeah, we talked about the porn star.
Yeah, so
my wife to be,
you know, yeah. For better or worse. Hey, you know what? MSNBC won't put me on TV, so Fox News it is. I guess.
Sav is doing Maddo actually next week.
I'm gonna be on Rachel Maddo.
He's gonna be like, so Rachel, you fucked recently?
Yo, give me some pussy eating tips, Rach. I know you got them secret dyke eating pussy eating tips. I'm trying to figure those out, yo. How you do that shit with your tongue, yo? Get your tongue going in between all your teeth and shit and tickle their fucking pussies.
And we're out of time.
All right.
All right. Thanks,
guys. Bye, bros.